Keep your friends close, and your enemies closer. A Good Omens botfic, written by Spinner of Yarns, and read by the author. Chapter Summary. Crowley and Aziraphale come across a particular place. Chapter 3. Rest your weary head and let your heart decide. Are you sure this is the place? Crowley asked for what felt like the 100th time. They were walking through a thick forest, looking for something occult.
Yes, I've read the file very carefully. Gabriel wouldn't just send me on a wild goose chase.
You sure? Crowley muttered.
Shush, you serpent. My superiors are nice people. Not all of us work for hell.
At least hell's hell. You know it's shit. It doesn't pretend to be nice and then stab you in the back.
As opposed to what? Stabbing you in the front?
Yeah!
I'd rather not get stabbed at all if it's all the same to you.
One day, when they're on their own side, Crowley will make recruitment posters and stick them in the place angels and demons both go to smoke. They will say, "Join Earth, the side that won't stab you." You might not get a choice, is all I'm saying.
They were so preoccupied with their argument that they didn't notice they came into a clearing until Crowley sneezed.
"Bless you," Aziraphale said automatically.
Crowley sputtered, "No! I am a demon! I will not be blessed like some..."
They paused in the middle of the word. "Where are we?"
Aziraphale looked around, her eyes lighting up. "You found it! Oh, Crowley, I knew you would, you clever so..."
"Damn you,"
Aziraphale sighed. "Must you?"
Crowley shrugged. "What's up with this place, anyway?"
"Can't you feel it?"
"Would I be asking if I could?"
"Love."
Aziraphale took a deep breath, taking it all in.
"I can feel it. Someone really loves this place. Or rather," she paused to think, "the memories attached to this place. I think loved ones come meet here."
"And what? They fuck here so much that the air is poisoned with it?"
"Crowley! Must you be so crass?"
They pointed to themselves. "Demon."
"Lovers come here. Families, friends. But like other places, nothing else happens here. Only the love. Nothing else had a chance to poison it. Crowley, this isn't a dangerous occult spot at all. It's just love."
"Pretty sure Gabriel wouldn't know the difference," they muttered under their breath. Aziraphale pretended not to hear them. "Well, whatever it is, it feels awfully itchy."
Aziraphale paused.
It did feel itchy.
Why did it feel itchy? Love didn't feel like that.
Sure, sometimes when she got particularly caught up in a cloud full of love, she got an urge to find Crowley and hug them, but, well, that wasn't that different from normal. This was different. Or, not different, but stronger. She felt her whole body itch and ache and longed to draw Crowley into her arms and never let them go.
"Oh dear."
"Hmm?" Crowley lifted their gaze. "What's wrong?"
"I think we got, what is the term you use? Roofied?"
"Oh," they nodded slowly. "Well, that explains some things."
"Rather." She wrung her hands together. "Oh, Crowley, I'm so sorry. I never should have dragged you into this mess."
"Hey," they said, oh so softly, "you couldn't have known this would happen. Besides, it's not like this is the first time I've been high." They winked. She and Crowley discovered getting high, and short after, bad trips, several weeks after Adam and Eve left Eden, after eating some harmless-looking mushrooms. The less said about that, the better. "I just feel like taking a nap."
"Oh."
So it was just her then. They didn't feel the same yearning she did, even hit with such a dose of love. It made sense. It was love. It couldn't make someone want things they otherwise wouldn't. Crowley didn't want to touch her, and that was perfectly fine. Only, Aziraphale had a feeling she might combust if they didn't. And it wasn't just her hurt heart, not that her heart was hurt or anything. Her corporation hurt all over, too. Crowley dropped down, laying on the soft grass. Their red hair, long once again, was spread all around their head like a parody of a halo. They were beautiful. "Angel," they whispered. They were looking at her so intently she could feel it, even through the sunglasses. "Why does it hurt?" "What hurts?" she asked, kneeling next to them before she even realized what she was doing.
"Everything. How can you stand it?"
She gulped.
"It isn't usually like this."
"What is it usually like?"
"Warm," she said. "Like an embrace. Sometimes it reminds me how cold I am, how alone, but it's never been like this."
"You're not alone, Angel. You have me."
"No, I don't,"
Aziraphale thought. Tears welled in her eyes.
"Hey, no, don't cry,"
they sat up, reaching to wipe her tears away. As soon as they touched her, they both jerked away, gasping. It felt like... Actually, Aziraphale wasn't sure it felt any different from how it felt to touch Crowley in any other situation. It felt lovely and intoxicating and warm. It also took the pain away, which was the reason they were so shocked. "Oh," Crowley whispered.
"May I?"
they asked, reaching towards her again.
"Please."
Crowley cupped her cheek, brushing her tears away. Aziraphale couldn't help but lean into the touch.
"Oh,"
Crowley whispered again. Aziraphale put her arms around their waist. The fabric of their dress was so soft under Aziraphale's fingers, and she wondered how their skin would feel. They stayed like that for a moment, Crowley brushing their thumb back and forth over her cheek every so often. It was incredible and perfect, and it was not enough.
"It's hurting again," Crowley said, scooting closer to Aziraphale.
Their hands slipped from her cheek to her neck, and they put their other arm around her, drawing her into an embrace. Aziraphale squeezed them closer to her, and soon they were tumbling toward the ground. They fell into the soft grass, laughing and never once stopped touching each other. Crowley nestled at Aziraphale's neck, sighing in contentment.
"Now I can nap."
Aziraphale laughed and pressed a kiss to Crowley's hair.
"Do I make a good pillow?"
They would get closer.
"The best."
Aziraphale woke up confused, mainly because she's never slept before, but also because she and Crowley were tangled together. Crowley cuddled like a constrictor, which was, oddly enough, actually quite pleasant. Her mind was a bit less fogged now. Anxieties that were calmed by the overwhelming amount of love came storming back in. She tried to untangle herself from Crowley and encountered two problems. Firstly, Crowley's grip was surprisingly strong. Secondly, the moment she succeeded, the pain came back in full force. Crowley moaned in pain.
"Angel," they mumbled. "Come back."
Aziraphale put her arms back around Crowley. Crowley made a happy sound and tightened their hold on her again.
"Crowley,"
Aziraphale whispered urgently.
"Wake up. We have to get out of here."
"Too comfortable," Crowley mumbled. They were right. It was the most comfortable Aziraphale has ever felt.
"They don't want this," Aziraphale reminded herself. "They're just high on love."
"Come on," she said. She put her arm below Crowley's knees, keeping the other around their shoulders, and picked them up.
"Oh," Crowley said, sounding a little bit more awake now. "Strong angel."
"Stubborn serpent," Aziraphale retorted, going for annoyed, but probably just sounding way too fond. She cleared her throat.
"We're going home."
"Home," Crowley proclaimed.
"There's a bed home."
"It tends to be," Aziraphale said dryly.
"More naps and cuddles there."
Aziraphale didn't reply, just walked away from the clearing.
"They don't want this."
When they were far enough into the forest, Aziraphale put Crowley down on their feet.
"Hmm?"
they said, and swayed a little. Aziraphale steadied them, and kept her hands on their shoulders, just in case. Crowley, are you alright?
Scold,
Crowley mumbled and turned their head towards her.
Oh,
they said and took a step back.
Right.
I'm sorry,
Azerfal said.
Not your fault. You didn't know.
They guarded their hand through their hair.
We should probably head back.
Right.
Azerfal looked away from Crowley, realizing that she had been staring.
Of course.
Even as they walked away, Azerfal could still sense love all around her.
It was probably just aftershocks.
End of chapter 3. Thank you for listening.